Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're going to be talking about creating value through zoning. And I'm going to start with a very simple example. This is a property that was purchased in 2011 at 1407 North Bouvier Street in Philadelphia. This property came as part of a package of 15 properties that were purchased from the Philadelphia Housing Authority all in one day as part of an auction. This particular lot was zoned single family. And at the time, the cost of single family to build was somewhat high. The value in that particular area was not very high. And so it didn't make sense to build single family homes in that particular area. What the market needed at that time was multifamily. Now, we bought that property for $6,000. You heard me right. That's right, $6,000. We went through the process of getting it rezoned multifamily, zoned RM1, and got the property approved to build a triplex on it. So we designed and built a triplex, put it on this 14-foot wide lot that we bought for $6,000. Total cost of the building was $330,000. And when we were finished, the final value assigned by the lender as part of the appraisal process was $410,000. That's a significant increase in value from the $6,000 that we started with. Now, I'm giving you a trivial example here, but there are so many examples, large and small, of how zoning can be used to create tremendous value. Now, zoning is not for the faint of heart. It is not easy. Sometimes it's a political process. Sometimes there's community opposition. You can go into the zoning process thinking it's going to take you 3 months and have it take you a year, 2 years. I know of even stories of people who have spent 8 or 9 years trying to get a property rezoned. So before you jump into that, you definitely need to understand what's going to be permissible, what's going to be a minor variation versus the municipal plan. You really want to understand extremely well what the city's going to permit and what they're not going to allow. If you're pushing uphill, if you're really trying to do something that's got a lot of opposition, you could be in for a long fight. But if you can find an opportunity where there's the opportunity to create value through a minor rezoning or perhaps even a zoning variance, you can create a lot of value. Here's an example. Let's say the city has a minimum lot width of 60 feet and you find a property that's 110 feet wide. And what you'd like to do is you'd like to subdivide it into two properties so you can get two single family homes on that one property. You can buy that property 110 feet wide at a good price. If you can put two houses on it, you can create a tremendous amount of value versus having a single family home on it. You may request a variance. So instead of the 60 foot lot width, you ask for 55 feet. And you may be granted that lot width, especially if there's precedence of other properties in the area or on the same street with a narrower width than 60 feet. You can make an argument that it's in keeping with the neighborhood and therefore the city should grant you that minor variance. These types of variances fall under the category of zoning because they're typically handled by the Zoning Board of Appeals for any given municipality. The city will also have rules for what they consider to be a minor variance versus a major variance. Obviously, something that's a major variance is going to have to go in front of City Council after it's been approved by the Zoning Board for a final vote by City Council. But a minor variance, you may be able to deal with it simply at the local level, at the Zoning Board of Appeal, maybe with approval or a letter of recommendation from the local alderman, a little bit of community support, maybe a letter of support from the local community association, a couple of things like that, maybe all you need to get everything you want approved. I see a lot of investors looking at property from the perspective of what is on the property right now, and they determine the value based on its current use. If you look at a property in terms of its highest and best use, how can you modify this ever so slightly to create higher value? You can create tremendous value. So take a look around your neighborhood, take a look through the MLS and see what's out there. In the meantime, go out and make some awesome things happen. Have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.